Western Australian farmers have reacted to the new emissions target, calling for urgent action to address the environmental changes facing rural communities. The target is set to reduce emissions by 62 to 70% by 2035, compared to 2005 levels. The Wire's Sarah Jensens asked AG0's CEO, Verity Morgan-Schmidt, if these targets are ambitious enough for the Australian agriculture sector.
Obviously, we would like to see the maximum possible level of ambition from the government, so we want to see us really striving to hit that upper end of the range and then possibly go beyond. You know, what we want to see is a response to the risk that actually faces the severity of the challenge.
You've said that rural communities are already grappling with these challenges. What is the connection between stronger targets and the survival of rural communities?
So when it comes to survival, Sarah, I really want to talk about how do we make sure that our rural communities are able to thrive moving forward as well. We know that our rural communities and our farmers are on the front line of a changing climate. We know that what we urgently need is a climate response, climate targets, climate ambition that match the scale of the challenges that we are facing as a result of a changing climate. And that's where being able to communicate with our rural and regional communities about the climate risks that we are increasingly facing, but also saying, hey, we've got your back. As a nation, we've got your back. And here's everything that we are doing to bring emissions down across the board, lead that economy-wide decarbonisation, and really step forward in a way that says to rural and regional Australia, we care about you. We want to see a thriving future.
Yeah. And what are these challenges you are facing as a community? I know that the report says farmers are already dealing with hotter summers, longer droughts, and more unpredictable seasons. What are the impacts you are seeing currently?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing things like increased extremes. So the extreme heat that we experience over in areas like where I am in rural Western Australia right now, that increased fire risk. Obviously, we saw through 2019 that catastrophic fire event that struck so many of our farmers and communities across the East Coast in particular. We also see the extremes occurring with rainfall as well. So we've seen those immense flooding events that have caused so much devastation. And I particularly look to Queensland in relation to this, where Western Queensland had those almost unprecedented flood events that occurred. Now, these are all directly linked to human-induced climate change. We know that the more fossil fuels we put into the atmosphere, the more problematic we are actually making our future because of the result of a changing climate. Now, it's up to us to be able to go, we see these impacts, we're going to address them.
Some farmers have argued that the agricultural industry has been unfairly targeted to reduce emissions. Do you agree with that statement?
I find that an interesting statement, but what I can absolutely say is that the ag sector is already really stepping up. We know that we've got an incredibly positive story to tell. We know that even within the agriculture and land plan that was released yesterday as well, we know that within that, it talks about the importance of reducing emissions within our sector without sacrificing food security. We've got to remember that Australian farmers feed and clothe the nation and beyond as well.
Do you think other sectors like potentially the construction or manufacturing sector should be doing more?
I think what we need to see is recognising that some of these sectors are going to be quite hard to abate, right? Like, we recognise that as the technologies come online, things will become easier. But for now, things are challenging in some sectors. What we really need to see quite quickly, though, is this big recognition of the important role of reducing our polluting fossil fuels. So that means that we need to start really quite quickly putting in place plans to move beyond coal, and particularly for where I am in Western Australia right now, gas as well. We know that that's a huge part of our solution to climate change. And while we deal with the emissions and the industries that are harder to abate, i.e. agriculture, i.e. construction, we also need to not lose sight of the main game in town, which is really pulling down emissions from fossil fuels as quickly as possible.
And others have argued that Australia's emissions targets are too high, given countries like the US, China, Russia, and India have not signed up to that net zero by 2050. What are your thoughts on that?
Sarah, I would just point you back to the National Climate Risk Assessment that came out earlier this week. We know the impacts of the changing climate are going to have severe, sorry, we know that the impacts of the changing climate are going to be incredibly severe for rural and regional Australia in particular. We know that we actually need to rise to that challenge with a response that matches the scale of the challenge. And that's where we need to step forward as a middle power globally with the capacity to really become a superpower in this space, both in our climate solutions, our transition to renewable energy, and our ability to really be taking advantage of all of those opportunities that we have available to us.
Sarah Jensen's there with the report.